Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to a very special show today. It's been a very long time since I had this fabulous woman on my show. I'm so happy she's back. What a breather from the news. We're going to have some fun today. So let me tell you a little bit about her. You probably already know her. I mean, the response I've seen on social media posting this show is off the charts. Dee Wallace. Most of us know her as an actress, but Dee's got quite the biography. She was educated at the University of Kansas. She's a former ballet soloist. She broke into TV and movies in the mid-70s. Most people recognize her as the mom in E.T., and E.T. was quite a changer in the world for reality, I'd like to call it. You've seen her in The Hills Have Eyes, so many different movies, Cujo, The Stepford Wives, and then I was very, very surprised to see her on the only soap that my mother got me addicted to when I was like 18, General Hospital. So she's everywhere. So I want to say big good morning to Dee Wallace. Good morning, Dee.
Oh, good morning. What a great intro. Thank you for that. I am kind of all over the place. You know, I just go where the roles call me, and I'm doing a lot of, you know, other things in my life. I got 5 books out on healing and creating your life, and I'm a busy lady, and that you know, if you're having fun and you're busy, you stay young.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm so glad you remembered me. I was like, wow, how did Dee remember me after all these years to get in touch with me? So I took
as
a compliment.
Let's raise the bar a little bit for ourselves here.
Well, you know, I've had so many people on my show. If I don't look at my own guest list, I forget who's been on. I mean, I have been doing this for 16 years.
So. Yeah, well, that's quite something to say these days, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You have those legs in the industry.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dee, let me ask you this. I checked out your websites, and of course I'm going to put live links here so everybody can go through it. Especially imdwallace.com. And of course, I recognize the I am. How much does your spirituality and intuition affect what you do and jobs you take?
You know, I live by my intuition. I create through my intuition. So everything would be the answer to that. And let me just take the I am principle and put it in layman's terms. The more you powerfully you ask for things and say you are something in the first person, the more exponential your creation is. So if you say I am fat, you're going to get a lot of great fat, guys. If you say I'm tired, you're going to get more tired. So the energy of who you are follows who you claim who you are. So I am Dee Wallace, who has a lot of money, who has a really healthy body, who has great relationships in her life, whose family is beautiful and healthy and loving. Those are all the things that are important to me that I want to be. And it's like walking into Steven Spielberg's office, you know. I can't walk in and go, well, I don't know if I'm an actress, but I'd like to star in your biggest blockbuster of all time. I have to walk in knowing who I am. And the universe is the same way. The universe responds to how powerfully you know who you are.
That's very well said. You know, it's kind of interesting. I started rereading Stephen Hairfield's book on the metaphysics of the Bible. And then I had this interesting thought with I am. And I said, okay, when Moses supposedly was talking to the burning bush and he asked God for his name, God said, go tell the people I am. And I thought to myself, well, that was the first instant message, because we use I am as instant message today.
You bet, baby.
And I just thought that it was quite ironic, and I had just popped in my head. And I said,
that was channeling. You see, what you just did was channeled information and put it together, which anybody can do, by the way. I've really honed my skill as a clairaudient channel. And my channel, I swear, never, ever lets me down.
Oh, absolutely.
Never. You know, sometimes I have to make sure I've got the highest understanding of the information that's coming through. But, first instant message, I love that. I'm going to steal that.
Hey, feel free to steal it. Just tell people where you got it. You know, it's interesting. I met Les Brown a few years ago, and we were having dinner in California. I'm pretty sure you know who Les Brown is.
Oh, Les, yeah. I just did an event with him for Candy G.
Oh, he's so wonderful. But I met with him and his people. He had some of his people around the dinner table, and we were just having casual conversation. And he kept telling one of his people, write that down. Uh-huh. No matter what I was saying. And I said, Les, if you're going to use my stuff, just give me a little credit. But I mean, he is a delightful man too. Anyway, let's get back to you. I will tell you this, you have so many things exciting going on. You have a new series coming out. You're going to be on one of my favorite shows. You've been on one of my absolutely favorite shows since I was like 20 years old. And I also want to talk about, and I hope I pronounce it right, Bubba Bear.
Yeah, Bubbalapaloo, or Bubba for short. Yeah.
All right, we'll go with Bubba on that one. So we have a lot to talk about, but I do want to start out with, I know you have a new series coming out. It's called This Friday.
Yeah, premieres on Amazon Prime.
Oh, and I
everybody
have.
Go sign up right now.
I have Amazon Prime. Love it.
I think almost everybody has signed up. It's kind of a no-brainer. It's such a great deal you get on that. It's called Just Add Magic. It's kind of a mystery. It's a family show. It's great to watch. Really empowering show if you have preteen or early teen children, especially girls. Very, very powerful show. The three young ladies that are starring in it are just superb little actresses, and I'm really, really, really excited about it, and I want to do two more seasons. So y'all need to go on and watch it and comment on Amazon about how much you love it.
Well, you know I'll
send
do
it
that
out over Facebook, you know. Do all. So it premieres Friday on Amazon Prime. Just Add Magic.
I can't wait. And is this one of those movies or series, I'm sorry, that Amazon is producing itself?
Yes.
Oh, that makes it even better. So it makes it a little more exclusive.
You know, they just took a couple of awards at the Golden Globes, and mm-hmm. Very well done, really great production qualities in it, and some well-known talent that you will recognize, moi included in that. I've graduated to the grandmother now. I don't know. I seem to be going back and forth between grandmothers, sexy older MILFs.
Now you could be a GILF.
and then spunky mothers that are the matriarch of the household, which is what I did in I just did a film in Australia called Red Christmas. And so I'm kind of bouncing all over the place, and I like that. I like that I can walk that line, you know.
Well, we all grow into our roles. And
yeah.
I mean, and you're going to be one damn good-looking grandma, that's for sure.
Oh, God bless you, honey. Well, let me tell you, it depends on the lighting. Oh. They light you well, and I don't care if you're 25. They light you well, you look great. They don't light you well, not so good.
Well, I can't wait to watch it as a grandma myself. And look, we all move through these stages in life, so why not you? You know, I'm excited for you. Supernatural. It's one of the shows where they did a few seasons. They decided to can the show. They got so much back talk from the fans. Fans went crazy. They forced them to put it back on the show.
Yep.
I think it's going in either. I think maybe it's 11th season.
11th year.
Right. And I have to tell you, it's one of my favorite shows since it started. And my young granddaughters, you know, their friends can't believe that they tell her, you know, oh, Jenna, you mean your grandmother watches Supernatural? And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's got, first of all, the two boys that are in that show are absolutely gorgeous.
They are delicious. And they are the nicest guys. They're just sweet and giving and sexy and cute and just beautiful guys.
Yeah,
I had so much fun. And I play a very sexy senior citizen who's coming on to one of them. I had one good time during this show, baby.
Hey, like I tell people, just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't read a menu.
Exactly.
But, you know, I have to say Dean is my favorite because he's got that tough guy edge to him, which I was always attracted to when I was young. Younger.
Like the bad boys, huh?
I always liked the bad boy. Got me in a lot of trouble, but I had a good time getting into that trouble. You're going to be on Supernatural on the 27th, right?
Yes, the 27th. January's a big month for me.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm really happy that you're so busy. One of the things that I'm sure you notice about Supernatural, I mean, you're on the show, I'm going to assume you watch it. I not only think their FX is great, but their storylines are very close to the truth in a lot of areas.
Meaning?
Well, you know, when you see them, you know, going into other dimensions, traveling into other worlds, you know, the man who represents the devil, you know, and I got to tell you that redhead that plays the devil's mother, I just love her. And I don't know her name, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, gosh, and I can't pull it up right now. You put me on the spot. This is embarrassing.
Well, don't worry about it.
The whole cast is wonderful and was wonderful to work with. You know, it can be daunting being a guest star walking on a show that has been a family for so long,
uh-huh.
or any show for that matter.
Right.
Because they all know the timing, they all know the crew, they all know the flow of the show and how usually the shooting goes. And you kind of walk in and you got to put this together so quickly. So, and for every actor that I've ever talked to, it's always kind of a hit or miss experience until about your second day in, you know, and then you've kind of got the lay of the land and you got everybody's numbers and what's making them work and all that. And then you got to start working with a director that they're used to working with. They know how he works. They know his short speak, but you don't. And I have to tell you, Supernatural was just hands down one of the nicest sets I ever worked on. They're a huge family on that show, hugely supporting each other. And I don't think people realize how much they work. That's their whole life on that show. I think they have a total of maybe 4 weeks off the entire year.
Wow.
So you know, you've got to have a company that gets along and supports each other. Otherwise, you're kind of living in your own hell, you know, that much. And I just was so very well taken care of. It was a great experience.
Sure.
You guys are going to love this story.
I can't wait.
Not only what goes down with this very spunky woman that I play, but the dark side of this particular piece. and the woman that brings it to life. Quite amazing.
Well,
quite
that's
amazing stuff.
Right, but I think that's another part. I mean, even though the show at times can be very camp, I see so much spiritual truth in the show that it just blows me away. You know, the balance between good and bad inside every character.
Yeah.
You know, nobody seems to ever really die, you know, even when they were channeling their friend Bobby. And I understand they're bringing him and another star back this season. So that's going to be interesting. But the more I watch it, the more I realize, you know, they've got some pretty great writers on that show.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm waiting to hear, I'm hoping this season, Chris Mulkey and I get to go back on Grimm. You know, we played the parents.
Uh-huh.
And had the wedding and the whole thing. And another awesome set to work on. Big family. You know, and you've got to hand it to the producers on shows like that, because it's got to start at the top. If a producer's an a-hole, you know, mm-hmm. it's going to affect everybody on the set.
Right.
And the lack of respect is going to be passed down.
Mm-hmm.
And so on both those shows, my hat's off to the top eggs, and there are a lot of them on Supernatural, a lot of producers on mm-hmm. Supernatural. But it's a well-run machine. And one of the things I really enjoyed about it is that you're not micromanaged. They've been together so long that there's a trust factor from the top that goes, okay, you guys know what I want. And mm-hmm. and so they have freedom to bring in their own creativity and play around. Like, you know, a lot of sets, they don't want you to ad lib or put in anything at all. But coming from film, I know that a lot of times the writers, especially when they get into all the action scenes and everything, you know,
right?
They can't foresee how you have to bring all of these things to life, you know. And there are oftentimes you need to bring a line in to keep the scene and the momentum and everything going. So I really appreciated being able to be trusted with mm-hmm. my own creativity
right.
on the show.
Right. Good. Well, you know, you walk into a lot mm-hmm. of new, we'll call them new, not necessarily strange situations. I mean, here you are, a movie star walking into a TV set. And I know your spirituality is of a high level, you know, and I wonder, do you do anything specific on a spiritual level to correct or change or get the energy of a new space to agree with you? Like,
What I found, that's a great question, by the way. What I found, and it will work for everybody in every single subject and area of your life. If you keep your heart open and you go in with the intention of staying in love, seeing everybody through love, allowing yourself to be love, everything falls into place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But so many of us go into a new situation like this, for an example, or mm-hmm. a new job or an interview, and we go up with we go in with our defenses up.
Right.
We go in with the expectation of kind of not being good enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we see a world that, oh, I'm going to go in and I'm going to be judged. Instead of, no, I'm here. I love me. I honor who I am. I know I'm talented. And I know everybody that I'm going to meet today is talented, too. And I'm going to see the world through those eyes. And I'm going to see a world that sees me through those eyes.
Well, that's fabulous. You know, as you know, my spirituality is very much in alignment with yours and my intuition. And as a Reiki master, when I'm asked to do, you know, a TV show or radio show, or I'm giving a lecture and, you know, in a big arena, one thing I automatically do is I Reiki the whole place to change uh-huh. the energy to positive. You know, people should remember to use the spirituality they have to create the life they want, even in specific situations.
Well, you have to. You're the director of your own fate, which means you're the director of the energy that is you, which takes us back to the I am mm-hmm. again. I am the energy of creation itself. And so however you consciously, because most of us are unconsciously directing our energy or allowing the universe to direct our energy without being conscious of it. Like every time you sit down and watch an hour of TV, if you're not conscious, you're getting the direction to be sick over and over and over again from all the pharmaceutical ads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the more you can consciously say, this is who I am and this is what I intend to do with my energy, the more successful you are at creating what you want.
Well said. Perfectly said. Now, I have to talk to you some more about some of your appearances. When I was about, I don't know, maybe 18, 19, my mother used to watch two soap operas, One Life to Live and General Hospital. At some point, my mother, probably before I was 20, got me pretty much hooked on General Hospital. And I kind of tried to break the habit for a few years because it was like an addiction. And then
sure, it's an addiction, and they count on that, baby.
I know. And then I went to a new gym once I moved into the mountains again. And it was, they had TVs on their treadmills. And I put on the TV, and they're announcing that it's the 50th anniversary of General Hospital. The whole year, they were bringing back people that were on the show when I was 20. So, of course, they immediately suckered me right back in. And it was crazy because I probably stopped watching it for about 20 years, and I was still able to pick it up.
Isn't that amazing?
That was crazy. Every now and then, though, I surf YouTube for some fill-ins. I try to look for some of the years I missed just to get straight on some of the stories. I don't know. Maybe that makes me truly a crazy person. But I bet I'm not the only fan. And I have to say, well, last March, I think it was the 52nd year, there you were in all your glory as the mystery person that I never heard mentioned since I was 20 years old. They roll you in, Dee Wallace, as the sister of what has to be the most famous character that's ever been on that show, Luke Spencer.
You bet.
How did that?
I was scared to death.
Oh, my God. I mean, even Elizabeth Taylor found her way into that show. She was addicted to it. And I was watching it, and all of a sudden, I'm saying to myself, Luke and Bobby have an older sister? I was, like, blown away. And then there you are, Dee Wallace. I said, look at that. I said, I know her.
Yeah, and I looked so pretty in it, didn't I?
Oh, my. It took me a second. Well, you were a brunette, too, and they didn't exactly give you an active role. Most of it, you were either in a bed or a wheelchair.
Oh, my gosh. It was not one of my prettier roles, you know. But
you aced it. You aced it. You were never on the show before, and you aced it. It was so believable that it took me a while to realize it was you.
Well, you know, well, thank you. That's probably the best compliment you can give an actor. When my agent called me about it, I went, oh, my God, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. Not if I want to do it, but I don't know if I can do it. Because I remember my beloved Christopher Stone, and he did a stint on a soap before his death. And I remember him coming home the first day, white as a sheet, and going, I don't know if I can do this. I think maybe I have to ask. I just don't think I can do this, Dee. By the time he was a week into it, he was having the most fun he'd ever had in his career. He said, oh, my God, if I'd known this, I would have tried to get on the soap a lot. But I have to tell you, it's scary. I have a whole new respect for soap opera actors and the amount of work that they have to go through. And the lines, I mean, if we, you know, you go up, you block it for camera, you come back, you get into makeup, and then you spend all your time running lines with everybody else, trying to get the lines down. You go up, you have one rehearsal, and you shoot it. That's it.
Wow. That's really crazy.
And I'm talking about a lot of lines. And as you know, a lot of repetition. Mm-hmm. of the same kind of line that's written a little bit differently.
Right.
Right?
Well, you're the perfect person then, between you and your husband, who was also a great actor.
Thank you.
Can answer this question that I have now been pondering since I was 20, okay? And you and I are pretty much the same age. These people, I mean, you know, I look at Monica and Tracy Quatermain, okay? I look at some of these people that literally live and die on their soap operas. How do these people differentiate their real family from their soap family when they've been on the show playing someone else every day of their lives for 40 or 50 years?
Well, because that's their job, honey. How many people, you know, are an accountant all their life?
All right. Do you think it ever blends over?
But they go home and they know how to separate what they do from who they are. I think that's the easiest way to say it.
Because I often wonder, does the personality blend over? Does it carry over in your personal life?
I don't think so. Not unless, you know, we've heard those incredibly dramatic stories of Vivian Leigh, who never came back from Streetcar and things like that. Mm-hmm. There most definitely is a line that an actor crosses. If they're really doing their job well. Mm-hmm. But you learn very quickly. My biggest learning role around that was Cujo. I gave way, 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 way too much, and it took me a long time to bring myself back. And I learned then that after every scene, I kind of have this mantra, okay, this is a character I'm playing. All this trauma is not happening to me. Mm-hmm. I'm in balance, and then I move on. Because your body, people don't understand that your body doesn't know whether you're acting. Your body, when you're playing something like in Fight or Flight, like I did in Cujo, mm-hmm. the entire film,
right.
your body takes on chemically the same shifts and changes and trauma that you would if you were truly going through that in reality, because for those few moments that is your reality. But I think most of us, especially that have been in the business for any time, substantial time at all, we learn very quickly you can't do that. You have to find a way, whatever that way is, to bring yourself back to your balance place and who you are.
Right. Do you have a favorite of all the work you've done?
Cujo.
What's your favorite?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
I would think most people probably have given you, recognition for being, the mom and the critic.
Well, you know, I have huge camps in both places, Cujo the Howling and E.T. I have a huge following in the horror industry, huge fan base. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, the horror fans and the soap fans, those are the two best fan bases you can have. You asked me which is my favorite one, and I perceive that to be for my work,
uh-huh.
because we were talking about my work.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that would
absolutely.
Be Cujo. If you asked me what was my favorite one spiritually that I know changed the world and affected the world and is still affecting the world in the most powerful way, of course it would be E.T.
Right, exactly. Turn on your heart light. I'm still waiting for people to do that.
Couple more
questions before we go to break. You got to work with Tony Geary, who is probably became one of the most famous soap opera actors of all times. So, you know, I only reason I missed Luke and Laura's wedding was because I got married at the same time. And it bothered me that I was on my honeymoon missing the wedding. So I was very...
You are a sick broad.
I know. I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? But you know, that was before you had VHS tapes and whatnot. And, you know, it was only a couple of years ago that I actually got to see the wedding on YouTube, you know, surfing through YouTube. I was like, wow, I felt cheated, even though I was, you know, in Paradise Island on a great honeymoon. But I was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss Luke and Laura's wedding.
I hope you did not share this with your husband.
Well, very, very, he would always ask me for an update on General Hospital when I came out from work. I did have my boss got addicted to it because I forced him to put a TV in the office so I could watch it during the afternoon. And he got addicted to it. It's amazing how many men watch soap operas, but they won't admit it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Tony Geary, of course, says he's retired from the show. People are still talking about, will they bring him back? Nobody ever seems to leave General Hospital for good. And nobody ever dies permanently on that show either. What was it like working with the cast? I mean, some of those people have been there forever. I know you worked, you know, with Bobby Spencer. You worked with, you know, all those different characters. Did they make you feel at home? Was it hard to step in?
I'm telling you, I walked onto the set. People walked up and threw their arms around me. Oh, my God, Dee, we're so happy to have you here. Down to people on the crew. Mm-hmm. And Tony could not have been nicer and more giving. And let me tell you, that guy, when you connect with that guy, you really connect. You know, there's a lot of actors that look at you and talk to you, but don't really have a strong connection. Mm-hmm. And you can't not connect with Tony. He's that powerful. And, you know, no Star Trip. He sat in with all of us, ran lines with all of us. It was just, again, it was a family. Mm-hmm. It was a family that worked together. And I was, from the minute I walked into the studio, welcomed, made to feel a part of the family. We'll help you through whatever we have to help you through with, Dee. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared, you know.
Right.
The producers, the director, everybody was just there to support the cause.
That's
and
great.
And, you know, I've mentioned that several times in this interview.
Mm-hmm.
But quite frankly, it's that way, if you're lucky, 50% of the time.
Wow. Wow. Well, and I have to tell you, you actually got a part in the best storyline they have ever put out when they finally explained and went back and forth to the past what had happened to that family.
Yeah.
I was blown away. I couldn't believe that they were doing something so spectacular and so different for a soap opera.
Yeah, and the performances and the writing, and weren't the young people that they hired, they were wonderful.
Fabulous, very believable. But that girl, I forget her name, the actress's name that plays Carly, who played your mother in the past, she's just one of the best actresses I've ever seen.
Well, I think you can say that about a lot of the people on that show.
I know, but I'm partial to a few, but I do love them all. Maybe this son. It's a nice little break in the day. It's like visiting the other family when you sit and watch a soap opera. It makes you kind of say, wow, at least my life's not that bad.
Yeah, it's an escape.
Exactly.
And men and women both love that.
I know. You know? Dee, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, I want to talk about your other work, your books, and especially Bubba Bear. This
yes,
is an idea.
Bubba.
Yes, every parent, every grandparent out there, every expectant mother, you must stay with us because this is the toy that should have been invented 100 years ago, and Dee has come up with it. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow. One solid hour of commercial-free information thanks to you. The person who wants truth has the integrity and understanding to support it with your donation and subscription. Maria believes people can handle the truth and delivers it tirelessly with those with ears to listen. 14 years on the net. Won't you take a moment right now to commit to a subscription of your choice at www.maria.net. That's MERIA.net. Over 1,100 hours of pure education all in one place, 24/7 and all downloadable. Knowledge is power. Sharing that knowledge is wisdom. Together we can change the world and create real hope. Now let's get back to the Maria Heller Show.
Wow. Welcome back. Maria here, speaking with the actress and spiritually divine Dee Wallace. I'm so happy to have you back on the show, Dee.
Me too.
I'm so happy you're on all the shows I watch, too. It makes it so easy to talk to you. Because we have, you know, great minds think alike, and we have the same good taste. Let's talk about Bubba Bear, okay? And I want everyone to go check out the website. I'm putting a live link here. Click through. This is a toy that they should have had in production. I don't even know if we can call it a toy. 100 years ago, this is like the best idea ever. And I want Dee to explain it and how you came to create this cute little teddy bear.
Okay, well, Bubbalopaloo, or Bubba for short, was created because, I have a teaching degree, and I've been a teacher. I've been an intuitive life coach for 25 years. I asked, what is the one common thread that everybody has here about why they can't get what they want, why they believe they can't get what they want, why they can't take the steps they want to take? And it all came back to, we just never learned to love ourselves and really value who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started asking, gosh, what's the greatest way that I could put back into the world to teach this and to help start shift this? I knew I had to start with children, because our brains are literally almost completed by the time we're 7 years old. Mm-hmm. Do you know, and this shocked me because there's a lot of brain research that goes into this, that how we see ourselves in the world and how we perceive the world accepting us is pretty much locked into our brains by 18 months old. Now, that's before we even have any language to explain it.
Uh-huh.
So I created this teddy bear. Why a teddy bear? Because that's the universal child toy, right?
Mm-hmm.
For eons, every child has had a teddy bear. And in the teddy bear, the child pushes the paw, and when he pushes the paw, he hears an empowering statement. There's 14 of them. And back to our talk around the first part of our show, they're all in powerful first-person statements. So the bear will say, I love my body.
Uh-huh.
And the child repeats it back to the bear. That's the important part. I love my body. So in order to create a brain synapse, which is what creates all of our lives, the rest of our lives,
mm-hmm.
we need a pleasurable experience, fun, a bonding, something we're bonding with, repetition, and strong first-person statements. And that's what the bear brings together. Some of the other statements are, I love my body. I am so loved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing for another person to say, no, I love you, and you have a beautiful body, and you go, no, you don't, no, I don't.
Right.
We want to defend it. But if we can really create that core knowing within ourselves, then we can go, yes, I am. We're taught from the beginning of understanding that it's not okay to know how magnificent we are. And so then we're having people in their 20s and 30s go, well, maybe if I join ISIS, I can feel my power.
Mm.
Right? We want to enlighten ourselves to the fact that we have a right to say, yes, I'm beautiful. Yes, I'm awesome. Mm. Yes, I'm smart. Yes, I accept myself. Yes, I am. I am all of those great things. The other little paw, the parent or the grandparent or the child can put in their own message. Now, we hadn't thought of the child doing that until we took it to Toy Fair last year.
Uh-huh.
And a little boy came up and said, oh, I want to put in my own. He was with his mom, who was a buyer, and he put in, I used to be afraid to go to sleep at night, but now I'm brave. And he looked up at me with these sparkly eyes, and he said, I'm going to play this every night so I can be brave and go to sleep. And I thought, there you are. That's why I created it.
That's adorable.
A child or a person using their own power to empower themselves more.
Exactly. That's wonderful. You know, I remember, you know, as kids, you know, it was, we were taught that it was selfish and wrong to love yourself, deserve. I find with my own clients, because I also do, you know, consulting work, most people don't get what they want because they truly don't believe they deserve it.
Exactly.
And when my kids were little, you know, listen, I was in a crazy Italian mother, so I was kissing them all the time and telling them how special they were, how smart they were, how beautiful they were. And then, of course, they got to be teenagers, and they're like, Mom, you should never have said all those things to us because, you know, we're not different than everybody else. And then when they hit, like, 30, they're like, Mom, thanks so much for saying all those things to us because you were right.
The point is, you see, they're not different from everybody else. Everybody else is that special.
Right.
But they knew it. That's what was different.
So, you know,
you gave them the gift of going, yes, I am. And being able to accept it. But most of us are incorrectly taught that that is selfish and self-centered. But when you truly love yourself in the highest way, that allows you to take that love out into the world and see everybody else like that too.
Exactly. And, you know, just this week, right, it took over 40 years, but my daughter actually posted on a social media forum. She says, Mom, I want to thank you so much for making me such a free thinker.
Wow, that made it all worth it right there.
Absolutely.
Didn't it?
That's what I told her. Well, she also complained that every summer I would make her, in her words, do all the vocabulary puzzles and Reader's Digest. But she says now she understands why, because she's got a great vocabulary, which certainly helps her in business. And she, too, is an actor, so it helps her in her acting.
You bet.
So if you wait long enough, you can get those results, or you can get this cute little Bubba. Where did you come up with this name, Bubba Lopaloo?
Well, that's interesting. It was a combination of inspiration and desperation. Because we had gone through so many trademarks and tried to get them. Initially, it started out the I Love Me Bear, which says exactly what it is, right? And then we went to a couple of other things, and then we went to My Selfie because it's all about myself. We could not get any of those trademarked. And we were sitting down and brainstorming, and my lawyer said, you know, kids love nonsensical names,
right?
Like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and snufferopoulos,
right?
Which they used to have, you know.
Well, I remember that.
Street.
Right.
And the first thing I heard was Bubbalopaloo.
Bubbalopaloo.
So I said, "That's it." And believe me, we did not have trouble getting a trademark for Bubbalopaloo. And we call him Bubba. We've got a fabulous, beautiful song written. We've got the first book almost completed because this is a movement. This is a passionate movement that I want everybody to get on board with. The I Love Me movement.
Right.
And I know, and you know, from all the sessions that we do with people, if we all have that core of loving ourselves, the judgment falls away, the bitterness falls away, forgiveness is easy, and you get up and go, yeah, I can. And so you're not so angry in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's really key. You know, and
so
and
if
I
you want to help
that.
Your kid really succeed all the way through his life, if you want him to get better grades, if you don't want him to have eating disorders, all that stuff is based on the core of what this bear helps teach.
Yeah, and I mean, what could make a better baby gift for anybody? You know, if you know anybody that's having a baby, here's a perfect gift.
Perfect for Valentine's Day, too. My daughter, when we got the first prototype, she says, oh, my gosh, Mom, I'd want to get one of these for Valentine's Day.
That's what I'm saying.
So you better know what she's getting.
I bet she's getting a bupalapaloo, but I want one. When I look at this, you know, this is an ageless gift. You're absolutely right. You know, some adults, you know, people are so lonely today. The internet has isolated people more than brought them together in so many instances. So imagine, you know, somebody, you know, some shut-in at home being able to actually not just hear what the toy has to say, but also to program what they need into it. To hear it back and forth and have a little cuddly. Listen, I have a couple of teddy bears in my bedroom. They're never going to be thrown out. Okay, they're important.
Yeah, well, he's sitting on my bed, and I've got to tell you, when I take a hit during the day and kind of feel myself slide ever so slightly down that toilet drain, you know, a lot of times I'll go back and I'll press the paw to get balance. And whatever comes out of his mouth, I swear to God, is indicative of what's going on.
Uh-huh.
You know? So, as one of my clients put it, it's not just for a child, it's for the child within all of us, Dee.
I love that. Now,
he actually just wrote me and said, well, I got one for my granddaughter, and then I got one for myself, and now my husband just came and said, do you think you could get one for me?
It's not a bad idea. So, it's an excellent idea. Now, did I see right on the site, is the cost of this bear only $29.95?
Yes, because the purpose of this bear is to get out and change lives. So we wanted to make it very affordable. There's also a place where you can donate a tithe if you just want to help get bears out. We're getting them out to the homeless. We're getting them out to First Five in California, which is very focused on the same thing we are, helping children's development up to the first 5 years, which are the most important years in a person's life. We are talking to orphanages, talking to institutions that help relocate women from battered homes. So it's a beautiful way, if you have some tithe money that you want to really put in a good place. I talk to everybody personally and make sure that the bear is going to be used in the highest way, and there's going to be explanation to the parents about how to use it and all that. So
that's great.
It's my way of putting back out into the world all the love that's been given to me by my family and the world. And I think that's the answer to everything.
Well, yeah, I think
love makes the world go round, you know, baby.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's such a simple but effective way to change the world. Start with little children. You know, with something simple like self-esteem. You know, most parents, they don't really teach their children self-esteem.
Well, you know what we do? We've been sold a bill of goods, and most of us aren't aware of it. We teach our children self-esteem by how far they can go academically, by how many classes they can take, how good they do in their classes. But all that, you see, is connected to if you do this, then you're loved.
Right.
And that's not what we want to teach our kids. We want to teach our kids unconditional love, that no matter what condition happens in your life, you are loved. And then when they run into the bully who wants to take their knowing away from them, they have that core place where they can go, no, I'm going to be great. I'm awesome. I love me.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Now, I know you also, I mean, I don't even know where you find the time to do everything you do, but we do. You also have a radio show. Is that a weekly show?
It is. It's Sunday mornings at 9 Pacific time. It's a free call-in show. I go into the channel and you can call in and ask advice or guidance on any subject that's up in your life. Money, relationships, sex. We talk a lot about sex. Maybe that's why I play all these sexy senior citizens now.
Could also be because you are beautiful
like
and sexy.
I think sex is a good thing. Sex and toys. There you go. So, yeah, it's an amazing community. If you're looking for a really self place to get totally empowered and really start focusing and creating your life the way you want to, it's a great great place to be. You can find it and all the connection info on iamdwallace.com.
Yeah, and there's a live link right here for that. Now, I think the last time you were on the show was when you wrote the book Bright Light. How long ago was that?
A few years now.
A few.
Three, four, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It all kind of melds together, really.
Would you consider, wouldn't you consider yourself a Renaissance woman?
Yeah, I think I am. I think you are too.
I mean,
you know, and what do we mean by Renaissance woman? A free thinker, a new thinker, someone who doesn't say no, someone who plays outside of the box, someone that does everything that they're passionate about. If that's your description of a Renaissance woman, I'm it, baby.
Oh, absolutely. And multi-talented in so many different directions.
Thank you.
If you could pick anything you wanted to do for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I think I would have to pick doing everything I want to do. That's the thing I want to do.
Uh-huh.
I want to pick everything that I want to do and have it be successful.
Well, that's the best of it. So you basically, you are truly living in the present.
Well, I know, and you know, that that's the only place to live, because whatever you're creating right now. If you're looking in the future or you're dragging your past with you, your creation again is going to be limited. You really have to, in this moment right now, feel good and happy about whatever it is you want to create.
Well, that's very, very well said. Well, I have to tell you, Dee, I'm so happy you're back on the show. I can't wait.
Me too.
Can't wait to see your new show. And again, that's going to be on Amazon Prime the 15th. And you got to know I'll be watching your every move on Supernatural this month
on
the 27th.
Hey, email me afterwards and let me know how you... I don't know. I think people are going to write in and go, I can see this. I think they could get together.
Okay, I'm going to be writing myself a note to remember to send you an email.
Yeah, everybody let me know. I mean, come on, in your wildest dreams, you know, when you're watching it, go, I'm going to give this a shot. Can I really see him with her?
Oh, boy, now I can't wait. The cliffhanger. You left me with a cliffhanger.
Well, you know, there's some pretty spunky stuff in there.
Well, Dee, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
You too. I had so much fun. And thanks to all your listeners. And go check out Bubba Bear.
Bubba Bear, for sure. Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Dee Wallace, not only a great actress, but a great human being, a great spiritual being having a human experience. I mean, she's all over the place and all her work is excellent. Check her out at imdwallace.com. And Bubba Bear, what an idea. Love it. Anyway, tomorrow I'll be back with the news. I want to thank you all for listening, for subscribing to the show. You know, it's your dollars that keep the show going. As you see, there are no commercials. We're not selling you anything. We're just chit-chatting away. So again, thanks for listening to the show and supporting the show. And have yourselves a great evening.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.